good morning, and welcome to She Speaks for Today. My name is Iowa. I'm sitting in for Marine Alexander, who is on vacation. And this morning, as I indicated, we're chatting with Alyssa Findlay. And she'll tell you who she is. Good morning, Alyssa.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. What about you?
I'm good.
Yes, I. Who is Alyssa Findlay? First of all, welcome to She Speaks. Thank you for agreeing to chat with us on She Speaks this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Right. So tell us quickly, who is Alyssa Findlay? Where were you born? Tell us about your mom and dad, siblings, you know. What was it like for you growing up, wherever you grew up? You know, let us know.
Alyssa Findlay is Allison Judd's daughter. I am Grant and Botham's big sister. I was born in St. Lucia, in Castries, St. Lucia. I went to Ave Maria. I went to Castries Comprehensive. Graduated in 99 and then left to live in the U.S.
Wow. What was it like for you growing up in St. Lucia?
I loved it. It was the best time of my life.
Yeah. And what is it like for you now living in the U.S.?
It's a different chapter of my life. I have my three boys. I've created a foundation for myself. Mm-hmm. But St. Lucia is always home.
Right. Tell us about your relationship with your brother, because you mentioned that Botham Ja is your brother.
Yes.
Tell us about that relationship.
Botham and I are 9 years apart. I'm older. I'm the oldest. Mm-hmm. But he was not just my brother. He was my friend. A lot of people have siblings and they're just their siblings. But Botham was, I was grateful and honored to have him as a brother and a friend. Wow. We spoke almost every single day. We texted. He, up to his last day on earth, I spoke to him until he got home.
What type of person was he? Let me tell you, before you answer that, I have a talk show that I do. It's called Letla and RCI, and I'm not sure if you know about it. I don't know.
Botham
used to call my program all the time. He called all the time.
Because I had to pay for the St. Lucian calls when he moved to Arkansas to go to school. I had to pay for all the Letla calls from university. Yeah, so I know about Miss Flavor.
Miss Flavor. So what type of person was he, man? To you. In your words, describe him.
Botham just loved life. He was always so a passionate person. So even though if he's just eating a plate of food, he would eat it with passion. So he felt everything. He was just, I don't know, like while I'm a introvert and I keep to myself, he made friends everywhere he went. And he would do things like that, like Letla and make it something.
Yeah.
Make something a part of him. And he took it serious, even though it was just, you know, a misflavor.
Where were you when you got the news? Where were you when you got the news?
I was home. I lived in Brooklyn, New York. So I was home and I just went to bed. Mm-hmm. When I got the news, I spoke to him up until it was like 6 my time, so 5 his time. Mm-hmm. We hung up the phone, and then by 12:29, I got the call from Baylor University Hospital.
I was told that you have a master's in healthcare management, but you have moved from that. And you've taken on another role. Tell us about that.
Mm-hmm. I've taken on the social justice hat. Because I just wanted both of them to get accountability and justice. As he would fight hard for any one of us, I wanted to fight for him. I started the Botham Jha Foundation, so I am president of that. I've also started Sisters of the Movement, which is a coalition of sisters of police brutality victims. So we all know what each other is going through. Mm-hmm. I started that, and our aim is to change policies on a federal level. But yeah, what, I've taken off the hat since both of them has passed.
Quickly, just tell me, what are your thoughts on the outcome of the case, the verdict?
For me, I'm happy she got a murder conviction. Mm-hmm. For the sentencing, I wanted more. I was expecting more. So when they read the 10-year sentence, I really felt like the only way I could describe it is I felt like I buried both of them for a second time, because that was not justice for him. I wanted her to get much more than that, because she took a life. Mm-hmm. In my opinion, she should get life. Mm-hmm. Because it was her fault that an unarmed Black man was killed.
Yeah. And in your bio, I read that you're seeking justice for police brutality victims. How's that been going?
It's going. every day I try to do something for that. Right now I'm trying to get the Justice in Policing Act, the Judge Floyd bill, passed. So I've been to, I've spoken to different congressmen, women, been to the White House, trying to get them to pass that act, because with that act, there are certain things that will change the way policing is done in the United States. So that's something we need urgently.
Since the Botham incident, your brother's killing, has things changed? Has things changed in terms of brutality on particularly Black individuals?
No. I really thought Botham's case would be that change, because before Botham was killed, there were unarmed Black men and women killed, you know, while they're driving for a traffic stop, or, you know, some encounter with the police, and they got killed. But Botham at that time was the only person who was sitting in his home and still got killed by a police officer. So I really thought that would have been the turning point, but no, it hasn't. After the trial in October, Tatiana Jefferson was killed in her home as well in Texas. We have Breonna Taylor, George Floyd, so many others. So it hasn't changed anything.
So what is the process like? You mentioned that you're fighting the cause for these individuals. What is it that obtains doing this? What do you have to do? What is the process like?
The process would be really to, one, get the right people in office, two, change the policies, because you can protest all you want, you know, from sun up to sundown, unless the laws are changed to protect us, then nothing will be done. So that's why we're trying to get laws and policies in place on a federal level, so it will blanket the entire United States.
When you say protect us, what do you mean?
Black people. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Black people are being mistreated, you really think? So is that, yeah, and the cause of the whole Black Lives Matter, you know?
I mean, it's...
But you
it's
know, some awesome. Americans are saying that is not true.
It's obvious. I mean, if you just take Botham's case alone, forget everything else you heard, Botham's case alone.
Yeah.
Botham was in his home eating ice cream, sitting on his couch, a Black man. A white woman comes in, opens the door, and without asking any questions, shoots and kills him. If he opened the door and there was a white person in that apartment, yeah, I strongly believe that white person would still be alive. I think the color of our skin has become a threat or seen as a weapon. So automatically police officers shoot
Why do you think that is?
Well,
our behavior? No?
I don't think it's our behavior. I think it's way before my time. I think it goes back all the way to slavery, and then we were never made equal.
What has the Botham Jean Foundation done thus far?
The Botham Jean Foundation has... we've done a lot because for Botham, his passion has always been to help vulnerable people. In St. Lucia, we've had scholarships for students. This coming summer, well, this month, we have what is called the Ladies Workshop, Ladies Program. It's learning, achievement, and development in enriching skills. Mommy, I hope I got it right. But we're gearing to young ladies, secondary school ladies, to learn certain skills because for some people, academically, they don't excel, and that shouldn't be the end once they leave school. So we want to train some ladies in learning other avenues that they can pursue. For example, massage therapy, nail art, hair design, and so forth, life skills, so that they can take what they learn and possibly create a career for themselves.
Okay. How many people involved in the Botham Jean Foundation?
We have our board of directors, 9.
Wow. Oh.
But we also have volunteers. We have people that volunteer to assist. So we have, it takes a village. So we have a lot of people helping us.
Yeah. A street was named after Botham Jean. Tell us about that. Is that street? Or?
Yes, it's Botham Jean Boulevard. Mm-hmm. It's where Botham lived, where his apartment complex is. It was formerly Lamar Street, and it was renamed to Botham Jean Boulevard this past March.
How do you think that would assist the situation?
I think, for one, the Dallas Police Department headquarters is on Botham Jean Boulevard. So when you think about that, you think all police officers that are coming out of that building have Botham's name on their checks, have his name on whatever letterheads that they come into contact with. They put the directions, they would have to say his name. So all these police officers that are coming out, they forever have to say Botham's name. I hope, it is my hope that they think on the street that they're on, and that will also give them pause if they ever encounter another unarmed Black person that they think, or use their de-escalation training rather than using deadly force.
Have you gotten any support at all? Any support at all from any police officer, from police officers after that incident? And as a result of the Botham Foundation?
I have received, little messages from police officers, but privately, no one wants to speak up publicly because I think they see it as they're speaking up against, the entire force. So no one wants to publicly say that, this was wrong. I haven't seen anything. Maybe I missed it if someone has, but I've received private messages about it.
Can you see an end in sight as a result of what you just said?
in Dallas, I hope there is an end. I have to be positive. I hope there is an end to police brutality everywhere. Because I'm raising 3 Black boys, mm-hmm. and I do this, I continue the fight because of them. I cannot just sit back and, think that somebody else will do it. I have to do it for myself because I have 3 Black boys.
Alisa Finley, we take a quick break. When we come back, We'll talk about the support you need to make it happen. Okay? Folks, stay with us. This is She Speaks on RCI, supported by the Bank of St. Lucia. All the bank you need. Quartz, Bringing Value Home, and Dermalogix.
I love my community. It teaches you the importance of being together even through difficult times. Business owners doing their best to make it through. Fishermen and farmers working hard to put food on our tables. Nurses caring for the sick shows me who we are made of. People who care. I guess it's about growing together.
Bank of St. Lucia is inspired by the strength of the communities in which we live and operate. We are happy to be part of these communities, and we will continue to serve you. Bank of St. Lucia, all the bank you need.
It's back to school with Quartz Optical, and some items are free. Free! Free! Get free children's lenses with the purchase of any frame. Get free eye exams and follow-up visits. And 4, free spectacle cleanings. Also, if you pay with Ready Finance, you can shop now and pay $0 for 30 days. Plus, parents and teachers receive up to 30% off. Save big with Quartz Optical and get ready for back to school with ease. Call us today at 457-8100 or schedule your appointment online at www.quartzoptical.com. Terms and conditions apply. Offer good while supplies last. Quartz Optical, value you can see.
Problem skin should not be a problem. Melanopeel's medical-grade cosmeceutical and acneceutical skincare effectively clears discolorations, melasma, and acne. Visit us to learn more.
Clear skin is possible with Melanopeel.
Get it exclusively in St. Lucia at the Dermalogix Medical Laser and Facial Aesthetic Clinic, located in Rodney Bay at the Providence Medical Center on the same floor as Lusolac.
Good morning, and thank you for remaining with us. We're chatting with Alisa Finley. She is Botham's sister. Yeah, man. Alisa, well, as we were chatting earlier, and I want to know, what do you need? What support, what type of support do you need to make it happen?
Well, I would say for the Botham Jha Foundation, of course, we need the public support. We need awareness. We need donations to make it happen.
Money.
Yes, we do need money. So far, we've been, for St. Lucia, we've been solely using funding raised in the U.S. So awareness in St. Lucia can go a long way because we do a lot of our work in St. Lucia.
How do you raise funds? How do you raise funds overseas? How do you get funds?
Our work in St. Lucia.
How do you raise funds? How do you raise funds overseas? How do you get funds from?
We raise funds through the Botham Jha Foundation's website. It's www.bothamjhafoundation.org. Mm-hmm. There's a donate link there, so we raise funds from there. We also have a fundraiser. This year, we're having a gala in Dallas, Texas on September 24th. So that will be our, that's our annual fundraiser.
Okay.
So we use the funds raised from there to sustain us throughout the year.
Do you think they will listen? Do you think they will listen to you and the rest of your team?
Who would listen?
The authorities over. Because you also speak of as reading that you also involved in police reform.
Mm-hmm.
But what is that? What is police reform?
Changing the way we police. So that's police reform, basically just changing the way we police. And if I think they would listen, yes, they have to listen because they have no choice. I think that's where we use those that we put into office and urge them to do the work that we want as a community. That's where they listen.
Yeah. But you know, good luck with that, you know. It sounds like a monumental task. You mentioned some 10 of you. About 10? Yeah?
That's yes.
Yeah. And good luck with that. I can assure you that you have support from St. Lucians, folks at home. You know, we wish you all the best with that. But I was also reading that you have a master's in healthcare.
Yes,
yeah.
I do.
What is that about? Speak to that.
So I have been in health insurance industry for about 15 years now. My master's is, it came along to just help excel my career. So right now I'm a program manager for a health insurance company here.
Oh, you do a lot. Your hands full, man.
Yes. So I have several full-time jobs.
Oh, okay. I was also reading that you founded a sister group, you know?
Sisters of the movement, yes. A coalition. We are all sisters of police brutality victims. So it's not just me fighting. I have the sisters of the movement. There is mothers of the movement. So we're all fighting for that one goal. I think that's where we can see change. If we all band together for that one goal, then yeah, we can move that mountain.
How do you do it in terms of resources? Because I'm thinking that, man, you would need a set of resources to accomplish those things, money in particular. What is it that you do? Is it only through donations?
Yes, we do it through donations. But it has to be done. So I use my personal funds as well, but it has to be done.
Okay. All right. So and how often do you meet, and you know, what is the procedure like? What is happening in terms of the movement?
So with Sisters of the Movement, I speak to my sisters almost every day. We do have meetings via Zoom, but then when we do have to meet with elected officials, we either fly to D.C. or because of COVID, we've been having meetings through Zoom.
Right.
So that has been easier, yeah.
And I was coming to that.
Zoom.
Right.
So that has been easier, yeah.
I was saving that for last, the whole COVID environment and how, you know, does it affect your operations, both with the Botham Jha Foundation and your sister's program?
No, COVID hasn't affected anything because, one, if I have to speak on Sisters of the Movement, COVID hasn't stopped any... It hasn't stopped police brutality, so the work cannot stop because of COVID. For the Botham Jha Foundation, we were still able to raise funds during COVID. We were still able to do some work. One thing we did was we provided lunch for the medical staff of Baylor University Hospital, those where Botham passed. So we provided lunch to, I think, about 150 doctors and nurses during COVID for that. So the work hasn't stopped because of COVID.
Alisa, what is the procedure? Do you go to the individuals, the families of the victims after, or do they come to you?
Some of them find me, and some I do reach out to them, because I know when Botham was killed, some people reached out to me, some family members of victims reached out to me. So I'm just doing the same thing. I reach out to them, we exchange contact information and we keep in contact. If there is something going on with policy change, I let them know so that they could be a part of it.
How do you feel now that your brother is gone? How do you feel? How does it make you feel?
There are times where
you want him back?
I still don't believe it. There are times where I pick up my phone to call him and I'm reminded that, you know, he's no longer with us. But every day is a struggle, because it's like missing a vital part of you. I mean, some people live with one kidney and they're able to do it, but they're always reminded that they have that one kidney. So I think living without both of them is like, yeah, missing a key organ.
Family close, your family members, you speak of your mom being Alison Jha, but that's my friend, eh?
Okay.
Very, very good friend. You know, you guys speak often. I mean, get a lot of support and so on, support each other?
I speak to my mother every day. My family, yes, we are very close. My aunt Desma, I know my cousin Andy Jolie, she's listening right now. My family has always been a very tight-knit family. So we're still close. I still speak with them. Nothing has changed.
Yeah. I want to leave you with some final words. What any final words you want to say to the world locked on and listening, and they're watching you as well?
I would say support the Botamja Foundation. The website is www.botamjafoundation.org.
You ready? www.botamjafoundation.org. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is that the only way? Is that the...
For Botamja Foundation, yes, they could go on there.
And I also sisters. Have
movement. It's www.sistersofthemovement.org.
Thank you very, very much for chatting with us, Alisa Findlay, on She Speaks. Thank you for being our guest today. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. All right, She Speaks on RCI is brought to you the kind compliments of the Bank of St. Lucia. All the bank you need, Quartz, bringing value home, and Dermalogic.